It's time to get your popcorn at the ready once again as we head back into the cinema to take a look at some of this week's new releases. This is Lee Middleton, and coming up this week at the movies, one of the biggest computer game crossover franchises launches its final chapter, and after providing his voice for the film Sing, Matthew McConaughey returns on screen as a businessman who is down on his luck. But first up, our film of the week, and it's a movie that has really had critics talking, particularly stateside. Loving, directed by Jeff Nichols, takes inspiration from The Loving Story by Nancy Bursky, a documentary which followed the Lovings and their landmark case against the US state of Virginia, which invalidated state laws prohibiting interracial marriage. Joel Edgerton stars as Richard Loving, with Ruth Nager co-starring as his wife Mildred, as we follow their relationship from Virginia via Washington, D.C., and then to the courthouse.
You go to the Virginia State Court next, right?
Yes.
You nervous?
I suppose. The lawyers told us not to expect much.
You think you'll lose?
Well, yes. But I think it's all right. We may lose the small battles, but win the big war.
Loving was selected to compete for the Palme d'Or at the 2016 Cannes Film Festival. It's also been nominated for numerous awards, including a Golden Globe for Best Actor for Edgerton and a Golden Globe and Academy Award nomination for Nager. You can catch it in cinemas this week. The big blockbuster of the week is the latest computer game to big screen adaptation, Resident Evil: The Final Chapter. And we're back in the realms of science fiction combined with action and horror, written and directed by Paul W.S. Anderson. It's the sequel to Resident Evil Retribution, which came out in 2012, and the sixth and final installment in the Resident Evil film series. Picking up immediately after the events of Retribution, Alice, played by Mila Jovovich, is the only survivor of what was meant to be humanity's final stand against the undead. Now, though, she must return to where the nightmare all began, as the Umbrella Corporation is gathering its forces for one final strike against the only remaining survivors of the apocalypse.
Umbrella captured me at the Arcadia. We were headed somewhere called the Hive.
Stop! There, to the east. Still headed our way.
You know what it is?
Umbrella. Dr. Isaacs.
I thought that you killed him.
I thought so too.
He has an army of undead with him. They'll be here within hours. What do we do?
Why the hell are we asking her?
She's a stranger.
As I mentioned, Mila Jovovich stars alongside Ali Larter and Sean Roberts. It's out in cinemas this weekend. If crime is more your thing, then Gold hits the screens this week, directed by Stephen Gagan and written by Gagan, Patrick Massett and John Zinman. It sees Matthew McConaughey back on screen as an unlucky businessman who teams up with a geologist by the name of Michael Acosta, played by Edgar Ramirez, to find gold deep in the uncharted jungles of Borneo. It's loosely based on the true story of the 1993 Briex mining scandal, if you can remember that. Gold also in cinemas this weekend. At the box office this week, our film of the week from last time, Hacksaw Ridge, straight into the top five at number five. Split hangs on at number four. La La Land drops down from last week's top spot to three. The Trainspotting T2 guys are in at number two. And topping the box office this week, it's Sing, which I must admit I've been to see again this week, and it really is a great family film. Next week, we're back in the world of E.L. James as things turn 50 shades darker, and a film that my five-year-old is desperate to see finally hits the big screen. But for now, this is Lee Middleton, and that's a wrap on this week's edition of At The Movies.